Hello and welcome back to Britpop History, the podcast where we are reliving the Britpop years in real time, exactly 30 years later. Welcome to October 1992. Today we're going to be checking back in on our good friends Pulp, as they have another crack at the big time. Surely this new single, Babies, will finally give them their breakthrough? Plus, we take a closer look at St Etienne, one of those bands that were heralded as one of the big names in the Britpop breakthrough years. In the news, Irish singer Sinead O'Connor caused global controversy by tearing up a picture of the Pope on Saturday Night Live. The video game Mortal Kombat was first released into arcades to the joy of bloodthirsty gamers. And for the first time ever, there was a three-way US presidential debate with independent Ross Perot joining sitting President George Bush and Democratic candidate Bill Clinton. Madonna was causing a stir with the release of single Erotica and book Sex.
Everybody, thanks for joining us. I'm Mary Hart.
And I'm John Tesh. Sex went on sale today around the world for $50. Business was brisk after a blitzkrieg of hype and promotion rarely seen in publishing. Madonna's photo fantasy book arrived at the stroke of midnight, just like Cinderella.
She's pop. She's where it's at.
In London, hundreds of Madonna fans braved the rain and queued up for the midnight opening of this bookstore. A van arrived with Sex lettered on the side, and out popped a Madonna lookalike with the goods. First in line were Hunter and Christina Hyatt, a honeymooning couple from North Carolina.
We're excited about it. We're just curious like everybody else.
Inside the store, the books went like hotcakes. Inside the book, purchasers saw Madonna with an older man, men in dog collars, Madonna with two bald-headed men on a basketball court, and plenty of sadomasochistic encounters. Opinion in London was mixed.
Worth waiting for this month.
Yeah. I think that there's no denying that that's quality, but I don't find them erotic.
I just think it's pathetic.
Newlywed Hyatt said she's glad she interrupted her honeymoon.
I like the pictures in it. They don't offend me, and I'm not embarrassed by them, not shocked by them either.
The UK box office was dominated by two films in October. Firstly, Harrison Ford took over the role of Jack Ryan in Patriot Games, leading an all-star cast including Sean Bean, Samuel L. Jackson and Richard Harris. After 3 weeks at number one, it was knocked off by the Disney classic Beauty and the Beast, the animated original, not the pointless live-action remake.
Walt Disney Pictures presents its all-new 30th full-length animated motion picture.
Is anyone here?
Mama, there's a girl in the castle.
Good. A girl?
The classic story of Beauty and the Beast. He was a lonely beast, cursed by a mysterious spell. And she was the beautiful young girl who could set him and his kingdom free.
She's the one. She has come to break the spell.
They were two complete opposites.
I don't want to have anything to do with him.
She is being so difficult.
Until something wonderful happened.
There's something sweet.
Straighten up.
And almost kind.
Show me the smile.
But he was mean and he was coarse and unrefined. And now he's dear.
You look so...
And so unsure.
Stupid.
I wonder why I didn't see it there before.
It's a story filled with fun.
Oh, I beg your pardon.
Adventure.
Sacre bleu. Invaders.
And dozens of wonderful new Disney characters.
Last time we checked in on Pulp, they'd signed to Gift Records and released the single OU Gone Gone, which, while it failed to chart, garnered them plenty of critical acclaim. This led to a deal with Island Records, who put out Babies jointly with Gift. While Common People and Disco 2000 are better known, for many, Babies is the quintessential Pulp song. Musically driven by a chiming riff from Russell Senior, which wistfully lifts and falls, Jarvis tells one of his most compelling and sordid stories. The song grabs you from the first line and takes you on a journey as the narrator and the you of the song listen in to the older sister with boys in her room.
Listen to your sister when she came home from school. Cause she was 2 years older and she had boys in her room. And listen outside, I heard her. All right.
We progress to the crescendo of the song, where the narrator falls asleep inside her wardrobe and is caught with shocking consequences.
Well, I guess it couldn't last too long. I came home one day and all the things are gone. I fell asleep inside. I never heard her come. Oh, I had opened up the wardrobe and I had to get it on, yeah. Oh, listen. Oh, we were on the bed when you came home. I heard you stop outside the door. I know you won't believe it's true. I'll wait with her because she looks like you, my God.
All the while, though, the chorus is one of Jarvis' more romantic moments. So was this remarkable song finally the one to give Pulp the breakthrough they so richly deserved? No. Once again, despite critics praising it to the hilt, it failed to chart. But don't worry, Jarvis, your time will come. Meanwhile, a band named after a French city but hailing from the slightly less picturesque Croydon, St Etienne released the first single from their upcoming album, So Tough, Avenue. This was the first to feature Sarah Cracknell as an official member of the band, as previously founding members and ex-music journalists Bob Stanley and Pete Wiggs had devised the band to use a variety of lead vocalists. Avenue captured the signature sound of 60s twee pop with the more modern dance production styles that would come to be their hallmark, although this was more beautifully dreamlike and ethereal than the future singles such as He's on the Phone and You're in a Bad Way, that would have a more successful poppy sound. The original version of Avenue was over 7 minutes long, although they did release a more radio-friendly 4-minute version, which charted at number 40. There were plenty more indie hits in the month of October. Having got into indie music personally in late 1994, as part of the Britpop boom, I assumed that 1992 would be slim pickings for indie music, but having gone deep into the year month by month, it's amazing to me how many indie hits crack the charts. October is a perfect month of examples of those bands that had plenty of success in the early 90s, but never really broke through in the Britpop years, unlike the likes of Blur and the Charlatans. Ned's Atomic Dustbin had their biggest hit with Not Sleeping Around, hitting number 19. The first single from their second album, Are You Normal, this upped the production stakes from their earlier sound, which was labelled as part of the Grebo movement. The Wedding Present continued their run of a single every month, while Kingmaker, Curd and The Farm all scored hits. Paul Weller followed up on the success of Aha, Oh Yeah with the very blissful, chilled-out groove of Above the Clouds. This very much tapped into the acid jazz sound that was prevalent in the charts at this time, which I discussed in a previous episode. Check that out. Taking it to the other extreme, it was interestingly a big month for the harder side of rock, with American metal bands Metallica and Megadeth both scoring hits, while Northern Irish band Therapy scored a big hit from their major label debut Nurse, Teeth Grinder. This hit 19 in Ireland and 30 in the UK. They would go on to hold a unique place throughout the 90s, eschewing the Britpop sound, but still achieving chart success with this heavier, grungier metal sound. The Lemonheads scored their first UK hit in October with the title track from their breakthrough album, It's a Shame About Ray. Even Dando was a huge Anglophile and would go on to become close friends with Oasis, running off with them on tour and co-writing with Noel a song called Purple Parallelogram. It was intended for release on the following album, but didn't end up coming out, and actually certain parts of the song ended up becoming Roll With It. Anyway, thank you for listening to episode 7 of Britpop History. Join us next time to look back at November 1992 as the Auteurs, who were definitely not Britpop, released the song Showgirl, which was definitely not a Britpop single. See you next time.